Welcome to the second Widow's Mite Because Life Happens podcast. My name is Victoria and I am newly widowed. One really strange thing I discovered about being widowed from a spouse that I adored is this position of feeling suspended in the Twilight Zone. Now, when I was growing up, the Twilight Zone was a really popular series on TV. Each episode ended with some sort of twist, much like an Alfred Hitchcock novel. I remember being intrigued by the unexpected turn of events and considering them rather ingenious. Inwardly, I wondered, what did it take for a writer to come up with an ending that was not preconceived? Wondering about endings that are not preconceived and then having them suddenly fall upon you is one thing. Living them is another. The transition from being one of two people engaged in a marriage and liking it to a person alone facing the world, facing events, circumstances, challenges, questions, fears, and tears all alone is rather harsh. The reality in itself is harsh. There is no cushion. At least, that is my experience. While I always knew there was the potential for one of us to end up alone, and he always said it was him that was going to go first, I didn't agree. My acceptance of a life that had been well-lived and fulfilled brought me to consider I might be the first to exit this earth and leave behind the things we hold near and dear. The idea of being alone didn't cause me anguish then because he was right beside me anyway. And always. I had one of those clinging spouses. Wherever I was is where he was. Of course, there were times when we were not together, but they were few, and they had to be orchestrated. We worked together, we danced together, we cooked together, we slept together, we awoke together, we had so much fun together, and though we fought almost every single day, I can't seem to remember one of the reasons why we did, except maybe because we enjoyed making up so very much. Finding myself alone is so very different from thinking about it when the person in question is right by your side. And while we didn't speak of the eventuality often, because it wasn't a topic of comfort, we did from time to time. And I always felt as though I had achieved all that I could be capable of achieving, thanks in some part to him. So what if I went first? Now that he's gone, there are so many things I don't really feel like doing anymore, mostly because he was the catalyst behind many of the activities we pursued together. There were a few areas we didn't agree on, so he went his way and I went mine, which was really never very far without him. For instance, he really enjoyed playing the slot machines at the casino. I didn't. Often I took books with me so I could read while he played, but that environment is not conducive to tranquil reading, so reading wasn't very productive in those moments. I like to sing, though, as I've been singing since I was 3 years old, and I dreamed of having my own band and my own album one day. He made it happen, but not in the way I wanted. He worked a singing opportunity around the Italian culture we were both born into, which meant I was going to have to sing some Italian classics that I love, don't get me wrong, but my dream was to sing my own songs. I am a singer-songwriter. I wrote my first song when I was 9. In the year 1986, I wrote dozens and dozens of songs. They were gospel. That was the year I experienced a personal revival, and my guitar playing was at its best, although I was self-taught. I found the songs just dripping out of me. I wrote and sang and wrote and sang until I began to think all the songs were starting to sound the same. Then, in an effort to keep that from happening, I put the guitar down and thought to come back to it, though I didn't. I didn't pick up the guitar again until recently. There is a hunger in me to write more songs. However, I did begin to take piano lessons after putting the guitar down. And then I wrote my very first Italian song, followed by 4 more after that. He became the impetus behind the creation of a CD holding 5 of the best Italian songs I wrote, and 15 classic songs we both loved dearly. I can't sing them anymore. Who would have guessed that could happen? Probably one of the worst things that happens when a person is widowed is that you have no clue about what you will end up not being able to do once you find yourself alone. For some reason, there are doors of my life that now seem closed. Maybe the path ahead of me will provide the light to find a new door. However, discovering the angst that rises up when doing things or seeing things or being invited to participate in things we share together has been very detrimental. I'm not sure if some doors will be closed now forever. Being around people that remind me of him hurts. Being in circumstances where I want to share his participation hurts. I shun them. I can't even think of them. Sometimes I wonder, who am I without him? Then I shake it off because I am expected to shake it off. By whom? By friends, by family members, by the world at large. The truth is, though, while everyone except my children are fine moving forward without him, I'm not. And no one prepared me for this. The quicksand underneath my feet wants to suck me in, and I am putting all of my energy into finding a way to keep myself from being swallowed alive. Does it get better? This podcast is something I never did when he was alive. He wasn't part of this outlet, but he is filling some of the parts, only because I need to break out, and he, though absent, is going to have to be part of it until I can set him aside. In order to do this, I have to willingly make the effort to move forward. I'm not sure how. I did ask in my first podcast for emails to be sent by those of you who have experienced widowhood unexpectedly and who maybe have insight into strategies that may be of help in figuring out the next step, but I didn't receive any. Of course, receiving emails from listeners after just one podcast is thinking bigger than I ought to, since I have no clue as to whether or not anyone would even listen. But the offer still stands. If there is someone out there who has something interesting to share relating to how you moved out of the Twilight Zone back into the natural sphere, I'm open to your thoughts. The email address I extend is emtee5578. @gmail.com. That is mt5578@gmail.com. In the meantime, I have been working hard to stand on solid ground, and as mentioned, my faith helps keep me from surrendering to the quicksand that is under my feet, threatening to pull me deeper. I have placed my heart in the hands of my Savior, and the comfort I receive from knowing I'm not alone, no matter how lonely I feel, is indescribable. Jesus is my friend, my strength, and my reason to plow through the clay. His example of pushing through no matter how solid the weed soil in front of me gives me hope and helps me believe there's something more waiting. I believe this life is meant to be an adventure that awaits each of us. Perhaps I'm living it right now, and being in this pit is just one of the learning curves. But I'm having a rough time. All in all, I want to trust God and my King. I know He's walking with me through this valley of the shadow of death. I know His rod and His staff are both supporting me and keeping me from the danger that it wants to encroach. What, if anything, have you grasped onto in order to survive the crush of losing the one you thought you would grow old with? Let me know. I will keep checking my emails. Perhaps I will receive a comment or a story that will provide me with a way to reach the next stepping stone. I am a widow. I am not dead. And I might still have some very wonderful life experience ahead of me. What do you think? Until next time, this is Victoria. Blessings to one and all.